ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय स्तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः अजानुलम्बितो भजो कनकवदातो संकीर्तनैकपित्रो कमलायताक्षो विशंबरो द्विजवरो युगधर्मपालो वंदे जगत्प्रियकरो करुणायवतारो महाबोधेस्तीरे कनकरुचिरे नीलशिखरे वसन प्रसदांत सहज बलभद्रेना बलीना सुभद्रा मध्यस्थ सकल सुर सेवा वसरदो जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पतगामी भवतु मे श्री जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पतगामी भवतु मे जयतां सुतपंगुर्मम मंदमतिर्गति मत्सर्वस्पदां भुजो श्रीराधा मदनमोहनु भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराध लक्ष्ये क्षिप्तस्य कामादितरंग मध्ये कृपामयि तं शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम् श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे निखिल श्रुति मौलि रत्माल दूति निरादित पाद पंकजंतो अयि मुक्त कुल उपस्मानं परितस्तं हरि नाम संश्रयामि मनोहर प्रभु कैन यू प्लीज क्लोज द डोर यस So, by the causeless mercy of Guru Gauranga Gandharva Giridhari Radha Madhav, we are hearing every day so many pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of divine couple Sri Sri Radha Krishna, and some glories of the Vaishnavas. Since 3 days we were hearing very much details of bhakti, devotion. Because in my yesterday class I explained Bhagwan, bhakti and bhakta, 3 things altogether. We are more easily have connection with the bhaktas and bhakti. And that is sure, with this connection with bhakta and bhaktis, we have access to Bhagwan as well. But sometimes some devotees ask question, is there any shortcut to bhakti? Everything has a shortcut. So, bhakti sudurlabha, Rup Goswami Pad explains in Bhakti Sama Sindhu. Klesha Agni Shubda Moksh Laguta Krita Sandranatma Visheshatma Shri Krishna Akarshnicha Bhakti Sudurlabha Jnanata Sulabha Bhukti Mukti Yajnati Punita Sahastra Sajarana Hari Bhakti Sudurlabha. If someone is performing practice of Jnana and other practices, it is very difficult, but still it is easy. But bhakti is very, very rare, because it's easy to perform, but very rare which Krishna gives bhakti to someone. So there must be some shortcuts to bhakti. Yes, it says bhakta pada renu bhakta pada jal bhakta bhukta avashesh teen sadhir bal. We are practicing sadhan to attain a certain goal. If we get three things amongst this, very easily we can attain bhakti. And what are these three things? Bhakta pada renu, the dust from the lotus feet of a devotee. Bhakta pada jal, the water which has washed the lotus feet of the devotee. And bhakta bhukta avashesh, the remnants we get from the lotus lips of a devotee. Two kind of remnants we get from our Guru Vargas. One is their leftover, prasadam, and one is Harikatha. That Harikatha which flows from the mouth of a pure devotee is also remnant. Something which is there in their heart. We can't open the heart of a devotee. It is very much deep. Because what we have seen in the Rupanuga Guru Vargas, they are always hiding their moods. They are not showing openly. Whereas those who are sahajiyas, who take everything very easy going, they just reveal everything. Oh, in my dream this, in my dream that. They chanting Maha Mantra and tears coming from their eyes. But when they go back to their room, they're doing something else. That's why I told the other day, how we can identify a sadhu, not when he is in the assembly, but when he is sitting privately in his room. In an assembly, everyone poses himself a sadhu. But what he's doing behind the walls, that makes a difference if he's a sadhu or not sadhu. One is called sadhu, other is called swadhu. It's a Hindi term. Sadhu means very simple, saintly person. And swadhu means sense gratifier. Swadhu. So sadhu and swadhu. This is a distinction, this is a difference. So the Harikatha which comes from the lotus mouth of a pure devotee is also remnant. Something which is there in their heart. What is there in the heart? Krishna. Tumar hide sada govind vishram. Krishna is resting in the heart of a pure devotee. Sada hide kandreshu suritve sachinandana. Rupa Goswami explains. Hide kandra, in the inner core of the heart, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. So when Mahaprabhu and Krishna is there in the heart, how we can see the heart of a sadhu? When he speaks. We can, if a person has acquired some adhikar, some qualification, by constantly association of devotees, just by the speech, just by 1 hour speech of a person, very easily to understand what level he is lying. What level? Even though if he is able to speak 5 minutes or if he is speaking 5 hours, within 5 minutes he is able to understand. For example, our Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Vedant Narayan Goswami Maharaj, there was one of his very dear god brother, you must be knowing, Srila Bhakti Vedant Trivikram Goswami Maharaj. Always keeping very low profile, very simple. We used to see them, three god brothers all together, the three pillars of our society. Srila Bhakti Vedant Vaman Goswami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Vedant Narayan Goswami Maharaj, Bhakti Vedant Trivikram Goswami Maharaj. Three pillars. And very special, when they are sitting on a dais, everyone is emphasizing on one point. Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojan. Srila Trivikram Maharaj used to speak on Sambandha. What is my relationship? So when he is speaking Sambandha, that does not mean he don't know Prayojan. But he is highlighting more on that Sambandha. You have no sambandha and you're speaking such high things. Where is the sambandha? Srila Bhaktivedanta Vaman Goswami Maharaj speaking on abhideya, practice. How much you are chanting holy name, that makes you a sadhu. How much you are dedicated on holy name, that makes you a sadhu. And our Gurudev Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj speaking on priyojan, Radha Dasyam. So when Srila Trivikrama Maharaj, he used to speak on sambandha, relationship, very strict. Those devotees we all have associated with him, we know, he's so strict. Once he was walking through Radha Damodar temple and some devotees, just from outside he paid obeisance to Radha Damodar temple and he's walking away by the streets of Seva Kunj. And devotee said, Maharaj, would you not like to go inside to see Radha Damodar? He said, no use, he's not speaking. He don't speak to me. Many times I went through inside, have his darshan, he is not speaking. Then what is the use of seeing him? Everyone was surprised. Then he said, I will go to some other thakur who is speaking. He does not speak. Then devotees asked, who is speaking then? He said, let's go to Rup Sanatan Mat. There is one Asya Vigraha who is speaking. And is addressing to our Gurudev, Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. He said, better we go there. He will speak. But Damodar is not speaking. So he took all the devotees there and he asked one question to Srila Gurudev and he answered and there was whole 1 hour, 2 hour Harikatha. But then the evening he told, you know, Ata Shri Krishna Namadi na Bhaved Grajendri. Sevan mukhe hi jivado swayam mir smrute mana. Shri Krishna naam adi, naam, roop, gun, leela, name, form, qualities and pastimes cannot be apprehended with the senses. Aprakrit vastu nahi prakrit gochar. It is transcendental. How you can understand with your limited senses? No. But there is only one way. Sevan mukhe hi jivado. When our senses are sevan mukh, always for service, even when we chanting, when we are chanting, I am enjoying chanting or I am serving chanting. I am enjoying prasadam or I am serving prasadam. Prem Prabhuji was telling so much detail yesterday about this. Serving prasadam or enjoying prasadam. Serving holy name or enjoying holy name. Srila Amrish Maharaj, with all his senses, he is serving the Lord. Save mana Krishna padar vindayo vachansi vekunta gunanuvaranai karor hardi mardib. With all his senses, but kamacha dase natu anna kama kamai. Performing services with all the senses, with his head bowing down to the lotus feet of Krishna, with his hands cleaning the temple of Krishna, with his eyes adoring the beauty of Krishna, with ears hearing the pastimes of Krishna, all these things. But kamucha dasai natu anna kama kamai. Only to serve Krishna, not to enjoy Krishna. Difference. Yogis, jnanis, they also take shelter of this Navvidha Bhakti, but to enjoy, to attain that goal. There was one article of Srila Prabhupada, long time back, I found in Mathura Mutt, but never again I found that. I don't know where it is gone. With one example, he explained how the karmis and the jnanis and the bhaktas, to make understand for ordinary general people, he gave one example. There was one company and one boss is there, and he had many employees. One employee, every evening and morning when boss is coming to the office, he's glorifying him. And every evening when he's going back to his home, he's glorifying, oh, you are so nice, so much dedicated to the company. Without you, we cannot do anything. You are our boss. So he's flattering him. buttering him. And when the boss is leaving his office, every day he's giving him like $100 every day. Because getting impressed with his flattering words. So there was another employee. So this employee A is telling to employee B now, the other, his friend, his colleague. He said, you also do the same thing which I'm doing. You'll get money every day. Salary is so less. We can't enjoy our life with its minimum salary. We should go get something more. He said, no, I cannot do this. He said, no, it's so simple. When he comes to the office, just glorify him artificially, not from the heart. Because we know he's a lazy person, he's a bogus person, we know this. But I'm getting money from him. Every day he's giving me $100, $250, like that. He said, no, I cannot do this. I'm planning something else. He said, what's your plan? He said, my plan is, I'm every day hiding some papers. I'm creating some papers and hiding, and one day I put this file inside the other files of the office and get his signature, and I'll become the, owner of his business. I'll get his signature, and where in the legal documents he's claiming that he'll be my successor. He said, oh my God, you are even more bigger thief than me. I'm only getting 150 every day and you want to become the boss. Say, this is my plan. Then there was another employee C. So they both told, you also should do like we are doing. See, you are so poor. How are you maintaining your family? You can't maintain with your salary. He said, no. My boss is my master. I'm his servant. And I'm happy to be his servant. I don't want to become boss and I don't want to flatter him. He said, no. Please understand. He said, no, I don't want to hear this. Again, next day, the same incident happened. But today, the boss has forgot his home keys in his office. He came back and he saw these three people, his employees, are speaking. Same thing. We know the boss is bogus, he's useless, he don't do any work, only we are doing everything. But the third employee stick to his point, no, I'm the servant of my boss. I cannot do like this. In India we say he's my annadata, means he's my maintainer. He's my maintainer. He's like my lord. So immediately boss entered the room and three of them, they were surprised. Huh? How come he's here? He said, oh, excuse me, I just forgot my keys in my office. I just came to get that. He got these keys and when he was about to leave the office, he told the employee C, please come to my home. I want to see you. I want to speak with you. So he went back. The employee came to his room. He said, today I heard three of you speaking in the office. My eyes are open today. The employee A, now I came to know why he's flattering me every day. He's getting money. And B, my God, he wants to become boss. But only you, I understood, were very pure mood towards me. So now I'm getting old. I'm not able to function anymore. I have no son. But I want to make you successor of all of my business. The employee, he was crying. He said, no. I cannot handle this. I'm happy with this little salary which you are giving to me. You are my maintainer. You are my lord. I'm happy to be your servant. I don't want to become boss. He said, that's why I want to make you boss. You are the successor of all my possessions. It's my order. You have to accept this. And he was crying. And the boss made the signature and made him the successor. With this example, he wants to explain, employee A is the karmis who just flatter the Lord. They don't understand the identity of Krishna. But they're saying, oh, you are Sarva Shakti Man. You reside in the heart of everyone. You fulfill the desire of everyone. No relationship with Krishna, but just flattering him, Why? Just to get his work done by Krishna. Just ordinary words. But Krishna is very clever. He's very intelligent. He knows why he's flattering me. For what reason? Is he serving me or is he enjoying me? No one can fool Krishna. So karmis are like that employee A. And if they are praying, Krishna is saying, any reason you come to me, akamo sarav kamo va, moksha kamo dari, I'm there to help you and fulfill your desire. So even karmis are getting their desire fulfilled. So you know what karmis think? Krishna is very pleased to me. He's very much happy with my devotion. He's very much happy. He's pleased to me because he's fulfilling all my desire. But this is not the mercy of Krishna, fulfilling the desire. The other day I told, the mercy, the real mercy of Krishna is, je kore more aash, tabe karu sarvanash. If you're desiring me, first of all, what I do is destroy everything, all your friendship, all your possessions. This is the mercy of Krishna. So karmis, this is employee A. Employee B, he wants to become the boss. Who is, they are the gyanis. Aham brahmasmi. I want to become Brahm. They are not flattering, but they are using some technique to even become a Brahm. These are gyanis. And the third employee are the devotees. Das Anudas. Krishna wants to give all his possessions, want to make him successor of all his possessions. What is that possession? Krishna in Madhurya Kadambani, Vishnu Chakri Thakur explaining, when the sadhak reaches to the stage of bhav, six kind of murcha, he faints. How? He wants to see the beauty of Krishna with his eyes. Krishna is there in front of him. All the senses are giving strength to the senses of eyes to adore the beauty of Krishna. But even then he is not able to see Krishna. He faints. Krishna said, oh, he is not able to see me. So then he putting his hand in his nostril so that he can smell me. When the smell is there in the nostril, this sense of nostril is very weak to smell the body of Krishna. So all other senses are helping the senses of nostril, the strength. And he's able to smell Krishna, but again he faints. Krishna is whispering in his ears. He's hearing. All the senses are giving strength to the ears. But again he faints. Like that, Krishna is giving touch. So when he's not able to, it's a big topic, but when he's not able to feel, smell, hear or see Krishna, Krishna is thinking, why am I holding these six opulences? If my devotee is not there to relish this, to enjoy this, then why am I holding this? It is only meant for my devotees to relish. Only for my devotees. So then Krishna increased the bhav in the heart of sadhak. And then he is able to see Krishna. And Krishna is embracing, tears flowing from his eyes. Tears flowing from his eyes. So all the possession of Krishna, all the madhurya of Krishna is meant for the devotees. So they become successor. So those who always having this mood of kamacha dase natu anna kama kamai, serving Krishna with all the senses but only with the mood of service, then a devotee become the successor of all the opulence of Krishna. So bhakta pada renu, bhakta pada jal, bhakta bhukta avashesh. This is the remnants of a devotee. The harikatha which emanates from their mouth, lotus mouth. The treasure which they are holding in their heart is coming from their mouth. This is also... Oh, so I was telling the example of Trikura Maharaj. So he said, Ata Shri Krishna Madi na bhaved graje indriyai sevan mukhehi jivado. When mukh, the tongue, and all other senses also, when become sevan mukh, strives towards service mood, then it's easy to see. One time in Mayapur, Chaitanya Math, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, early in the morning, he came for Mangal Aarti and the door was still closed, deities. And all the disciples are there. The pujari opened the door and it's a very small porch. And Prabhupada was just walking sometime there, seeing Radharani, because Mahaprabhu is there, Krishna is between, Radharani is there. Very small altar. So Prabhupada was looking like this and like this. So one disciple said, Prabhupada, tomorrow we'll try to fix this, we'll expand this door so that you can clearly see Krishna. And Prabhupada is always ready to speak Harikatha. It was Mangal Aarti, but Mangal Aarti stopped there. And Sri Prabhupada explained this. Atashi Krishna Madi na bhavet grajindi. Sevan mukhehi jivado. He said, we cannot see Krishna with our senses. And Mangal Aarti was delayed 1 hour. Hari Katha. On this topic, how we can see Krishna? Or is there any necessity to see Krishna? Let Krishna comes to you and see you. Sevan mukhehi jivado. Just like example, it was a Janmashtami day. All the disciples were so busy. Collection, funding, arranging, so many things. So much hard labor. There was very scarcity of finances at those days. So Brahmacharis was so much busy and all. And now the time came. Abhishek, Harikatha, Kirtan, 12 o'clock, and then distributing prasadam to all the guests who came there. All brahmacharis became so much exhausted. Around 2:30 in the night, they just took prasadam and everyone was lying down. Finished. Srila Prabhupada was chanting. And he was chanting, walking around the mat. And he saw, and he heard some machine, cutting machine. He said, who's there? 3 o'clock in the night? He saw one brahmachari is cutting grass with a manual machine. And Prabhupada said, who are you? And he looked back, he said, oh, Prabhupada, me. Oh, what are you doing? So late? Everyone is sleeping, you are not tired? He said, yes, I am also tired. But the brahmachari whose duty is to look after the cows and giving this grass to the cows, he is very exhausted, he is sleeping. I think he forgot to give any grass to cows today. Cows are hungry. So I stood up and I'm doing this service. I want to feed cows. Just by hearing this, the tears of love came from the eyes of Prabhupada. And he said, you have so much concern about cows. The cows are dear to Krishna. I bless you. This will be your last birth. And what is the meaning behind this statement? This will be your last birth. All siddhis, vastu siddhi, surup siddhi, vastu siddhi, everything is there. So, Ata Shri Krishna Namadi. So, Srila Trivikram Goswami Maharaj was like that. He said, no, Damodar will not speak, but other Ashra Vigra will speak. He took all of the devotees to Srila Gurudev and Harikatha. Then he said, Maharaj, please speak something about gopis. Srila Trivikram Maharaj is very strict. Sambandha only. He said, gopis? Are you fond of hearing about gopis? He said, yes, yes. You know, today, this morning, I heard the news Krishna died. And everyone was laughing. He said, you're following the footsteps of gopis? You're laughing by hearing Krishna has died? When gopis just hearing that Krishna has headache, they all fainted. And this is how much dedication you have towards gopis. And he started speaking, cutting everything. First, sambandha. What is your relationship? What is your dedication to Hari, Guru and Vaishnav? First, you see that. And with their mercy, and hearing lot of from them, and also serving them, then vigyan will come. Not gyan, but vigyan. Only by serving Gurudev, practically, Mukam karoti vachalam pangun langete girim. A dumb person speaks harikatha and even a lame person can cross the mountains. Practically I have seen. No ability, no qualification, nothing. But just by performing Guru Seva, reached to highest limits. So many devotees who served Srila Gurudev in his lifetime. So, Srila Trivikrama Maharaj was like that. And Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj, Abhidheya. In Navadvip Parikrama, we saw three of them together. And we got all package, Sambandha, Abhidheya and Prayojan. Complete package is there. So the point where I started speaking is, does not matter if someone is speaking 5 minutes or 5 hours, but the essence is being seen by the moods and the bhavs. So Srila Trivikrama Goswami Maharaj, I still remember that Navadvip Parikrama. When with Srila Gurudev, we walked towards Godrum Dweep, and in the house of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Gurudev gave this mic to Srila Trivikrama Goswami Maharaj. Speak something on Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Trivikrama Maharaj just held his mic and he did Mangalacharan. And he just spoke few words. We all, under the guidance of Guru and Vaishnav, assembled to this place. This is Samadhi of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This Mahapurushas has contributed a lot to this world. No one can repay this Mahapurusha. He just spoke this much and the voice was choked. Not able to speak anything. So much crying. When seeing this, Srila Gurudev also started crying. Gurudev's heart was very soft. Trivikrama Maharaj was just crying, not able to speak a single word after this. If we see how much contribution he has to this world, we can't repay him. Just this much he spoke and finished. Is this Harikatha or not? Everything is there, just in these few words. So this is the thing. There was one Srila Prabhupada disciple, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. And he was, the speciality of him was, he never used to sleep. 24 hours he was chanting, either on the mala, and he used to learn Sanskrit stav and stutis of Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and he's just uttering. He knows so much stutis, he just learned. And chanting, and when he falling asleep, he gets up with mridanga in his neck, start beating, Hare Krishna, whole night. So devotees experience, we never saw him sleeping. He's too much into chanting and performing the stav and stutis. Once there was Kumbh Mela at Prayag in India. And Srila Bhakti Dait Madhav Goswami Maharaj and all prominent disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they have one stage program, and Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj was also there. Because many devotees, pilgrimage, they assemble there. So our devotees, Gaudiya Vaishnav, they find an opportunity to gather people from there and bring us to our sampradaya, give them high topic. So there was a stage program, and everyone was allowed to speak something. They gave mic to Srila Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. And he spoke one bhajan in Sanskrit. And when he's singing, just crying and crying and crying. All the audience who are sitting there, they don't know Sanskrit. But they're just watching his face. They're just noticing his symptoms, his bhavs. After he ended for 20 minutes, Srila Madhav Goswami Maharaj, then he said, now the mic should go to him, the other godbrother. But all the audience, they raised their hand and said, no, we want to hear from him. Although they don't know Sanskrit. But what was affecting their heart was that bhakta bhukta avashesh, that remnants which is flowing from his mouth is touching their heart. And that's why even they don't understand what he's speaking, but they still want to hear from him. This is also a remnant, bhakta bhukta avashesh, teen sadhinar bal. So if we are very fortunate to get this remnant, either three of them or one of them, then life is successful. This is shortcut to bhakti. We have seen Srila Gurudev in 90s. I think he has not even started going to West that time. He's going. 98 or 99, something like that. In Jaipur, Radha Govindev Temple, 5-6 days seminar. So like 200-300 devotees, not so much. In the morning, Srila Gurudev used to speak in the temple, Radha Govindev Temple. Such nice transcendental vibrations from Radha Govindev. He's speaking like 3 hours, non-stop. Very strong that time. And in the evening, Radha Gopinath Temple, Mahaprabhu pastime, 2 hours. So just imagine. In the morning, we just attend Mangal Aarti and, you know, breakfast and immediately running. Everyone is running. And Gurudev is coming 3 hours, 9 to 12, he's speaking. And in the evening again, 5 to 7, in Radha Gopinath Temple, all Mahaprabhu pastimes. With so much realizations, which openly in Govindji Temple is speaking about Gopi Bhav, Radha Dasyam, and so many things. And all Krishna pastime, very deep emotions. I still remember that form of Srila Gurudev in Radha Govindam Temple when he was speaking this pastime, that how once Yashoda Maya, she's carrying her one bag on her shoulder and collecting the toys of Krishna and putting in the bags, in her bag. And one of her friend came and asked Yashode, "What are you doing?" She said, "I'm collecting all these toys of Krishna and I'm going to Mathura to see Devaki. And I will request Devaki, I will clean your house. I will wash all your utensils. I will do all the menial services to you. But just for one price, once a day, please allow me to have darshan of my son Krishna." Just for one. Just when Gurudev spoke this, bas, his eyes was closed. His voice got choked. Not a single word coming from his mouth. We all sitting there and we saw his face become so red. Completely different color. And his eyes was closed and tears were collected in his eyes. But devotees never exhibit this kind of symptom in front of everyone. Because those are sages who do like this. But Srila Gurudev, he maintained that. So there was a pause for 15 minutes. Everyone was just looking at Srila Gurudev. 15 minutes. And then Krishnadas Prabhu was there and Brahmacharis, they started singing Radhe Radhe Govinda, like that Maha Mantra. And after 15 minutes, when Gurudev came back to his, settled down, he came back to his consciousness. And when he opened his eyes, the tears which was collected just flowed down. And then he wiped those tears and he skipped that pastime. He was not able to speak. Then he switched over to some other pastime. So, bhakta bhukta avashesh. This is the remnant of devotee. So for the Mahaprasadam, which is left over in the plate, we all fight. Oh, Gurudev Mahaprasad, Gurudev Mahaprasad. But this is not limitation of his Mahaprasad. His Mahaprasad, his Harikatha, is also bhakta bhukta avashesh. This is also Mahaprasad. It's open, free for everyone. So bhakta pada renu, bhakta pada jal, bhakta bhukta avashesh. The example of bhakta pada jal. In our Vrindavan, Rups Natanwat, there was one brahmachari. It's a very famous pastime. Everybody knows there. Once he went to Jamuna to take bath in the noontime, and he haunted by a ghost while he took bath there. He came back to his room, ghost. Ghost entered in his body. And ghost was not male, female ghost. She entered the body of that brahmachari. And he came back to his room and he felt so uncomfortable. He vomited and he lied down. And then midnight, this lady appeared in front of him. It's a very practical pastime, I'm telling you. She appeared and she told, I like you so much. I will not leave your body. And I will always be there with you. And I want to marry you. Then he said, who are you? From where you appeared? Then she told everything. I was born in Delhi, the capital of India. I was in love with someone, but that the person has rejected me. I committed suicide in Jamuna and Vrindavan. I became a ghost, and now I entered in your body. He was shaking. No, I don't want to love any ghost. Please go away. She said, no, I will not spare you. But you don't have to tell what I'm telling you. I will come every evening, every night I will come to you, stay with you. In the morning I will go. But if you tell anyone, I will just chop off your head. I will kill you. He was sweating, what to do? I'm stuck with this thing. So one day, two day, three day passed like that. Fourth or fifth day, his sister, he found out that this one lady in the room of my brother, in the midnight, what she's doing there? And he was brahmachari, saffron cloth. And she was very angry. Tomorrow morning, I will ask my brother, who is this lady in your room in the midnight? In the morning, she asked, hey, tell me honestly, who was there with you in the night? He said, Didi, no one. Don't tell lie to me. Who was there? I heard. Then he narrated everything, what happened. He said, I'm in a very helpless situation. Please help me, please help me. Then she said, why you didn't tell me before? He said, I was scared. Then she said, okay, what time she comes in the night? He said, around 12:30. Okay, today you don't lock your door. I will also come in the same time. I will chant some mantra and she will go away. I will chant mantra. And she came. In the midnight, this ghost was there and the sister also came inside. When she came inside, that ghost was angry. Why you told your sister? I will not spare both of you. Then the sister said, oh, what harm you can do to me? Hare Krishna, she chanted Mahamantra. And that ghost said, you speaking Mahamantra to me? Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I complete your mantra. The sister chanting Hare Krishna, and the ghost is chanting Hare Ram, and she was surprised. We hear the ghost, they just run away when we chant Krishna Nam. What kind of ghost is this? She completing the Mahamantra. And then she told, the ghost revealed everything. We are not affected by any mantra because we chant this mantra. We do parikrama, Govardhan parikrama every day. We do Vrindavan parikrama. We visit all the temples. We are not ordinary ghosts. We are Brahm Rakshas. We are Brahm Rakshasas. And there is a group of us. There is a whole group. Sometimes we celebrate some festival together. And we do Vrindavan Parikrama. So this mantra does not affect to us. The reason being is, we have many of us in the group. We are the one who have taken birth in Vrindavan. Or some pujaris in the temple, they are stealing money of Thakurji, doing nonsense things, staying in the dham. So then we become ghost. So many ghosts in Navdeep also. So they are Brahm Rakshas. They are not affected by any mantra. So then the brother and sister both folded hands and said, "Please spare us. What harm we did to you? Tell us something, we can help you. Release from your this ghost body. We can do something for you." Then she said, "Yes. You have to bring Charanamrit, the water which bathed the lotus feet of your Gurudev. Only by drinking that water, I can be released. There is no other way. To bring Charanamrit. And I know where it is." She told, in that particular room, there is one Babaji, still that Babaji is there in the mud, Rupsnathan mud. Under his bed, there is one box. In that box, there is the Charanamrit is present there. So tomorrow, if you really want to help me, then you bring this Charanamrit tomorrow and put in a glass and keep in a far distance. I will come and drink this, but don't tell anyone. If one of us in the team will come to know this, everyone will start fight. Because your Gurudev Charanamrit is not ordinary. He is not ordinary person. If we drink that, we will get released from this ghost body. So next day, this Brahmachari went to that Babaji and he told, "Maharaj, do you have some Gurudev Charanamrit?" He said, Why you want? He said, "No, because Gurudev is preaching and today I'm remembering so much, feel like having his Charanamrit." Then he said, No, I don't have. No, Maharaj, please check your luggage somewhere in the room, in the corner." He said, "No, it's my room, I know there is no Charanamrit. Oh, let me help you." And immediately he just went inside the under the bed and there was one box and he opened the box and got. He said, "Hey, how you came to know the Charanamrit is there? How you came to know this?" He said, No, it's just a guess." He said, "Oh, in my room Charanamrit is there and I don't know. And you know this." He said, "Just I'm remembering Gurudev so much. So can I have something, some portion?" He said, Yes, you take. So he took this. And this is what he did, put in a far distance on a table. And this lady came, she took this Charanamrit and she went away. Then this Brahmachari told, after this episode, then he told everyone in the mat. It's a very famous pastime, Rupsnathan mat. Still that Brahmachari, now he's not Brahmachari anymore. He's staying outside, but it happened with him. So with this pastime, we can understand how powerful is the Charanamrit of the lotus feet of a pure devotee. It also happens in the pastime of Sri Ramanujacharya. When Yadav Prakash, the so-called guru of Sri Ramanujacharya, Ramanujacharya was just a student. So the king, I forget his name, the king's daughter, she was also haunted by a ghost. And she became naked and she jumped on a tree naked, and king was feeling very embarrassed and he told his minister to get Yadav Prakash. He's very powerful, Yadav Prakash, his guru, so he can do something. So the minister's running everywhere and bringing Yadav Prakash, and he came with all his disciples, and Ramanujacharya was also there, one of the disciples of Yadav Prakash. And Yadav Prakash said, "Hey ghost, get out from this body. I will not spare you." Then she spoke, "What will you not spare me? I can harm you. Don't have quarrel with me, otherwise you'll be in danger. But if you are submissive, then I can tell a way how I can go out from this body, the body of this girl." The Yadav Prakash says, Yes. "Okay, I become submissive to you. Tell me." Then the ghost spoke, "I want the Charanamrit of the feet of your disciple, Ramanujacharya." So Ramanujacharya was shocked and Yadav Prakash was envious. "I am guru. She is not asking my Charanamrit. She is asking the Charanamrit of my disciple." And getting the Charanamrit of Ramanujacharya, that ghost leave the body of that daughter of the king. So this shows How powerful is the Charanamrit? Bhakt Bhukt Avashesh, the remnants. In Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastime, there's one pure devotee of Mahaprabhu, but not from Brahman caste. His name is Jhadu Thakur. But there is another devotee, Kalidas. He's very high class Brahmin. In those days, the system of Brahmin and Shudra was very prominent. So Kalidas, he's Brahmin, and he knows Jhadu Thakur, even though he's not Brahmin, but he's very, very close to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very close. So it was his desire that I should get his remnant, his leftover. So one day, Kalidas invited Jhadu Thakur, please come to my house for prasadam. Jhadu Thakur said, I am Shudra. How can I come in the house of Brahman to eat prasadam? Then Kalidas said, no, no, Prabhu, don't speak like this. You are so much dear and near to Mahaprabhu. Please bless me by coming to my home. I just want to serve you. So Jhadu Thakur, he accepted this request and he came to his house. And Kalidas made a nice leaf plate, banana leaf plate, prasadam, and he's honoring this prasadam. He's putting more and more, but he's saying, no more, because he's not leaving any leftovers. But finally, after eating, Kalidas' intention is, I will get some Mahaprasadam on his plate and I will honor this. But Jhadu Thakur, very tricky, he immediately ate everything and took this banana leaf and threw it out near the forest, from the window. And Kalidas said, oh, I missed this opportunity. I missed this opportunity to have Mahaprasadam. So he's thinking, I have to invite him again. Again he invited him. Please come again to my house. I'm get blessed when you are in your presence. So he accepted. But this time Kalidas was very tricky. He put so much prasadam on his plate, and he said, excuse me, I have to just go. I'm coming in a few minutes. And he went behind the walls, standing near the window where he's throwing this. And Jhadu Thakur, he took prasadam, and same, he just, you know, took this banana leaf and threw it away from that window. And Kalidas took this, caught this, and started licking Mahaprasadam. And just by honoring the Mahaprasadam of Jhadu Thakur, he became a recipient of the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How? With the example of when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entering from the Lion Gate to Jagannath Temple, there's a water tank where he washed his feet. When Mahaprabhu is washing his lotus feet, Kalidas came in front of Mahaprabhu, and in front of him, he took with his hand the Charanamrit of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Once, twice, thrice, three times. Mahaprabhu said, enough. This is enough. But he didn't stop him. Whereas, he showed indifferently to other person in Gundicha temple. In Gundicha temple, when Mahaprabhu with his associates is cleaning the temple, one devotee, he thinking is the best opportunity to get the Charanamrit of Mahaprabhu. He had a pot of water and he intentionally threw the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and want to take this Charanamrit. Mahaprabhu became angry. No! And he told Saru Damodar Goswami, take care of your Gaudiya. Mahaprabhu became very angry. He didn't allow him to take his Charanamrit. But he allowed Kalidas. Why is he acting indifferently? Partiality. Because Mahaprabhu become bound. This is the nature of bhakti. Krishna akarshnicha. Mahaprabhu don't want to give his Charanamrit to anyone, but now he became bound by this attitude of Kalidas. The honor which Kalidas have gave to the pure devotee of Mahaprabhu, even though he's a Shudra, he's not Brahmin, but he's very, very pure. So just by honoring the Bhakta Bhukta Avashesh, the honoring the Prasadam, he became a recipient of the mercy of Mahaprabhu and he got his Charnamrit of Mahaprabhu. So such is the power of Bhakta Bhukta Avashesh. And also in the example of Sri Ramanujacharya, Sri Ramanujacharya, when he was preaching everywhere, he came to one village and he told his disciple, there's one rich person in this village, he's my disciple. Just go and tell him, I want to stay in his house and I will preach in this village for a few days. He says, yes, Gurudev. Disciples went there, knocked his door. The person came out, very rich person. He said, Gurudev has sent me here, sent us here, and he said he wants to stay in your house for a few days and he will do preaching here. He was so happy, very glad. Yes, Gurudev is coming. Immediately ran inside and started ordering his servants. Arrange this room, clean here, do this, do this. And his disciples came back. Sri Ramanujacharya asked, oh, you delivered my message? Yes. How he treated to you? Then they said, nothing, we just standing outside and we just came and he was so busy in making all the arrangements for you. He likes you so much. But Ramanujacharya said, no. If he can't honor his godbrothers, how he will honor me? I will not go in his house. So Hari Guru Vaishnav Tiner Smaran. Everyone worship Guru. Everyone worship Hari. But when the point comes to give honor to Vaishnavs, then we feel reluctant. No, he's junior Vaishnav. Or he's bogus Vaishnav. Different definitions. So when the point comes to give honor to Godbrother, then it's make a big problem. So Sri Ramanujacharya is Acharya and his past time he want to establish something. So he told his disciples, no, I will not go his home. I will not stay in his house. If he can't serve his Godbrothers, how he can able to serve me? But disciples said, no, don't worry Gurudev. How will we preach if we can't stay in someone's house? We are here to preaching. Then Ramanujacharya said, yes. I have one more disciple, very poor, small hut. I will stay in his house. You go and inform them. And he told the direction where to go, this. The disciples, they came in this house, very old cottage, husband and wife, very poor, hand to mouth. Every day husband go out for begging. And they're maintaining their life somehow or the other. And the disciple is thinking, Gurudev will stay in this house? It's not appropriate. But this is the order of Gurudev. We should have to do something. So how they have to knock? There is no door. So they just call out, is anybody inside? One lady came out. Oh, my godmothers. She recognized. How come you are here? So surprised. Please come inside. He said, no, we are here to give one message. Srila Gurudev is here and he told he will stay in your house for a few days and they have to do preaching here. And we have to do preaching here. Gurudev will stay in my house. How great fortune I have. Please come inside. No, we have to go. No, please come inside. So she took all her godbrothers inside and she's looking, what shall I give to them? In the house there is nothing to eat. Even there is no mattress, no asan. But just she offered some water and with sweet words. Even then the house got purified. Like once in the palace of Prithu Maharaj, four Kumaras came there. And Prithu Maharaj glorified the four Kumaras with sweet words by saying, Adhan apite dhanya sadhu griya medinam yad griya arvamba tirna bhumi ishwarvara. Even if a person is very poor, he has no possessions, nothing, nothing to offer to saintly person. If he has nothing to offer, at least one flower is there. There is no flower. Any one fruit is there, even not a fruit there. Any asan is there to offer, no asan is there. At least water is there, even no water is there. Such poor person. It has nothing in the house. At least sweet words are there. Even with sweet words, the saintly persons are honored. The whole house. Even the animals, every brick of the house get purified. Because a sadhu is been honored there, welcomed there. And on the other side, Vyal Alam Drumvai Tesham Arith Akhil Sampada Yad Grihe Tirth Pad Pad Tirth Vivarjita. That holy saintly person, Tirth Pad, Tirth Kurvanti Tirthani, who are even purifying the Tirthas, the places of pilgrimage, that kind of sadhus, if they are coming in someone's house, if they are not coming, even a house, if a person has so much riches, so much wealth, that house is considered to be as a hole under one tree. And who resides in that hole? Snakes. That house is not house, it is the hole of a snake. Where teeth pad, pad, teeth vivarjita. Those holy saintly persons are not coming in those houses. So Prithu Maharaj welcomed the four Kumaras by sweet words. In the same way, this lady, she welcomed her god brothers, very warm welcome with sweet words, glorifying them. And they were so much satisfied. They understood her situation. And they said, okay, now we are going. You start doing arrangements and we'll bring Gurudev here this evening. And she was cleaning her house but thinking that there's nothing, very old mattress is there. But anyhow, she's doing her best. But how she's going to feed the Gurudev and how she's going to feed the god brothers? This is a question. No possessions, nothing. So one thought came in her mind. And the thought is, even though she was very beautiful but poor, there was one merchant, grocery shop owner, who always having bad eye on this lady. And he proposed many times to her, if you satisfy my desires, I will feed you throughout my life. Your husband don't have to go and beg house to house. You just come to me whenever I want and fulfill my heart desire. But she was very chaste. The chastity of a pure. She was so chaste, she never ever agreed with this proposal. But today was the day she's thinking, to serve my Gurudev, I can even give up my body. So today is the day to serve my Gurudev and God brothers, to get blessings from him. I will sell my body. So she came to that grocery person, that owner, and she said, I'm ready to satisfy your desires, but on one condition. My Gurudev is coming, staying in my home, I don't know how long, but you have to supply me all the ingredients for the cooking. And he supplied everything. He was so happy. Wow, my all desires coming true now. She went back, and the person, he sent with his servants so much rice, dal, ghee, cloth, so much things, money, etc. The whole house is full of all the ingredients. So Gurudev came, Sri Ramanacharya came. She welcomed. The husband also came in the meantime and was surprised to see, how come Gurudev is here in my house? She narrated everything. She told everything. And he was so happy to receive his Gurudev in his house. But in the house there was no walls. Whole cottage. And when she was speaking to her husband, Ramanacharya was hearing everything. And she told, today, for the sake of my Gurudev, I have sold my body. I will not be chaste anymore. He's asking forgiveness from her husband and was thinking that husband will chastise her. But he was in tears to hear this. And with folded hand, he said, "You are not ordinary lady. You are Devi, heavenly. You are heavenly lady. I feel like paying obeisance to you. Such high mood you have for service of your Gurudev." So Ramanacharya was hearing this. So they both were preparing prasadam and they served to Sri Ramanacharya. And Ramanacharya took this prasad and they both said, "Gurudev, we have to go out for some important work. It will be late. You don't worry for us. You take rest. We'll see you in the morning." But Ramanacharya said, "It's an etiquette. Whenever you go to see someone, you should give prasadam to person to you see." So his leftover were there on the plate. So to whomever you see, you give this prasadam to that person. So the husband immediately took this leftover, bhakt bhukt avshesh, this leftover of Sri Ramanacharya. And both husband and wife, they're walking. Husband stood out the gate and told his wife, "Now you should go inside and fulfill your promise. And I'll be waiting for you and I'll take you back." She went inside, very fearful. Even though she was feeling pain in her heart, but still, the mood was high. "Whatever I'm doing for the service of my Gurudev." This was in her heart. So that person was very happy. "Oh yes, you came finally. I'm so happy." She said, "My Gurudev has sent some prasadam for you. You take this." And he was in a hurry. Immediately he just took this prasad. And when he took prasad, his heart changed. Totally changed. You see, what I was thinking, what was I about to do? Such sinful activity. How this thought came in my mind? I'm so sinful. And you're not ordinary lady. I feel like worship your lotus feet. How all of a sudden he's changed. This is the power of the remnant of pure devotee like Sri Ramanujacharya. Bhakta bhukta avshesh. And then he requested, "Please take me to your Gurudev. I want to have his darshan. I want to have his darshan." The husband and wife, immediately they took that person to Sri Ramanacharya and he was chanting. And just by seeing the appearance of Sri Ramanacharya, he got impressed and paid full obeisances to him. Say, "Gurudev, please forgive me. I was about to do some sinful activity today. Please forgive me and bless me with the initiation." He surrendered immediately. And Ramanacharya was smiling. He was smiling. Because pure devotees, they are also antaryami. They know what's going to happen. This is the power of the remnant of a pure devotee. Very powerful. So either leftover or Harikatha. How a devotee is antaryami. Like this, there is one example in the life history of Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Not regarding Bhakta Bhakta Avshesh, but in a different way. There was one scholar, like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the pastime of Mahaprabhu, Keshav Kashmiri came with so much ego. "I know so much." And he had argument with Mahaprabhu on the bank of Ganga. In the same way, one very big scholar, Brahmin, have this ego that I am a Brahmin and I know so much. I have conquered so many scholars. I am Digvijay. But I heard of this Siddhanta Saraswati. I heard he is also a very scholarly person. So if I defeat him, then I'll be then there's no one who can have debate with me. I have conquered the whole world. So he came to he came to Calcutta, Alta Danga. There was no mutt at that time, it was a rented house. Srila Prabhupada was in his room chanting. The disciples were there, and this person came and very badly he was speaking. Where is Siddhant Saraswati? And disciples were surprised. Who is this person who's uttering the Gurudev name like this? So insulting. He said, who are you? Then he told, my name is this, I don't know his name. I'm here to have debate with him today. Oh, one point I forgot to tell. When he was walking, in his mind he was thinking, this Siddhant Saraswati, he's not Brahmin, but he's initiating Brahmins. He's doing sins. This is sinful. He is not supposed to initiate anyone. And he's initiating even the Brahmins. So today I'm going to have debate with him. Maybe there is a possibility that I may get defeated. But even if I get defeated, I will not even see his face and I will not even pay obeisance to this person because he is sinful. How can he initiate Brahmins? This was in his mind. So he came to the mat in asking, where is Siddhant Saraswati? And the disciple said, who are you? I am here to have debate with him on Shastras. And all the disciples of Prabhupada are also, they are very scholarly persons. Bhakti Raksha Siddha Goswami Maharaj, my Guru Maharaj, Anant Vasudev, so scholarly people. So then the disciple said, Gurudev is taking rest right now. So whatever you have issues, we can discuss. And later when he gets up, then we will take you there. Then he said, yes. And he sat in front of them and he started arguing. Such debate happened with them. High class on Shastras, totally speaking Sanskrit. And he was sweating to see this. My God, if the disciples are like that, then what to speak of their guru? There is so much similarity in the pastime of Srila Prabhupada and Narottam Thakur. In Narottam Thakur also, this pastime happened. Yeah, Ganga Narayan Chakravarti. So this person, he was sweating to see such scholarly knowledge of this. Even the disciples are like that. Then what about their guru? And then he folded hand, he said, I accept my defeat. I accept my defeat very honestly. You people are so much knowledgeable. Can I have darshan of your Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur? Now he became submissive. Then they said, now you are qualified to have darshan. And then they took Srila Prabhupada in his room. Srila Prabhupada with his nice, very grave posture, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So effulgent face. And when he saw Srila Prabhupada sitting, long arms, ajan ulambita bhujau, white chest, all the symptoms of Mahabhagavata, just in the appearance, he saw this. Such divine personality. Just with the darshan, he paid obeisance to Srila Prabhupada. Flat obeisances. And Srila Prabhupada smiled and said, but you were thinking not to pay obeisance to me. Why are you paying obeisance to me now? And now he was shocked how he came to know my mind. I never revealed this to anyone. It was just in my mind. When I was walking, I was thinking, I will not pay obeisance to this person. And this is what Prabhupada told him. Why are you paying obeisance to me? And then he took initiation from Srila Prabhupada. He became his disciple. So many of this kind of people, they took shelter of Srila Prabhupada. This is the quality of Mahabhagavat. If you are fortunate to get dust from the lotus feet of such Mahabhagavat, if we are fortunate to get the water which washed from the lotus feet of such Mahabhagavat, or if we get the remnant from such Mahabhagavat, this is shortcut to bhakti. But such Mahabhagavats, Babaji Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Thakur, from our external vision, they are not in front of us. Then how we can get all these things? There is a possibility. Still there is a possibility. Bhakta Bhukta Avshesh, the remnants, I already told, is not in the form of only prasadam, also Harikatha. So the songs of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also remnants. The Harikatha of Srila Prabhupada, Param Gurudev, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Gurudev, this is also remnants. So how much we are able to get these remnants again and again, why we have to waste time? Why have to waste time for pratishtha? For show off? What is the use? It may help others, but what about me? And help others means? Just if I speak something, I get some adoration, that's all. People will just clap and say, oh, very nice, that's all. But because of that, I wasted so much time. Like the example of Gaurkishore Babaji Maharaj. One yogi came in Navdeep and he claimed that I can walk on Ganga from one ghat to the other ghat. He was yogi. He practiced this, his yoga, this siddhi, perfection. He practiced this so much. And all the devote people were assembled there and they saw he is crossing one ghat to the other ghat, one spot to the other spot. He is walking on the Ganga. Everyone is clapping. And Babaji Maharaj, what he said? Gaurkishore Babaji Maharaj said, alas, alas. And everyone is saying, Babaji Maharaj, you don't see? He is walking on water. He said, this work is just for two kodi, that denomination there. Two kodi. He said, why two kodi? He said, because it's very simple. If I have to just cross the Ganga, I can just pay this boatman and he will cross me there. And just for this purpose, he has wasted his life to get this perfection of walking on water. What he did? So this applies to me also. This applies to me also. If I am very serious in my bhajan, my target is something else. But if I get entangled in other targets, who will be the loser? I'll be the loser. I may attract 100 people or 200 people or 1,000 people, but what about me? What will benefit it? How it benefit me? So when we are associating with Srila Prabhupada, the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, such deep mood. Yesterday in the evening we heard about glorification of Radharani. Sri Gaurkishore Babaji Maharaj is chanting in his separation, Vipralambhav, Vipralambhur Sambode, Kothai Go Premamai, Radhe Radhe, Tomar Kangal Tomar Dake, I am your beggar, Dekha Diya Pran Rakho, Radhe Radhe. In the life history of Srila Prabhupada, he is mentioning this in Saraswati Jayashri. He mentioned this point. When was the first vision Srila Prabhupada? He saw his spiritual master Gaurkishore Babaji Maharaj. This point, when Gaurkishore Babaji Maharaj is chanting in this separation mood, he is not aware who is looking at him. He is just walking in the streets with tears in his eyes, with torn clothes, dust on his body, and his separation mood is chanting this, Kothai go premamai radhe radhe, Tomar kangal tomar dake radhe radhe. Prabhupada saw this, Babaji Maharaj walking, Gaurkishore Babaji Maharaj, and he was not aware of who's looking at him. Prabhupada said, this was my first vision, and from that first vision I understood how deep his mood is, and I accepted him as my spiritual master. Just with this first vision of seeing his separation, so much separation in crying of Radharani. This was the first darshan of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada having darshan of Babaji Maharaj. Just see. Such deep. So more we get deep in this Bhakti Rasamrit, more we get deep, the more the mood of associating with all the Rupanuga Guru Vargas. And we see everywhere in all these acharyas, one mood is prominent. Mahaprabhu Bhakta Ganage Vairagya Pradhan. जा देखे तुष्ट हो श्री गौर भगवान. वैराग्य वॉज प्रोमिनेंट एंड हम्बलनेस उत्तम हो या अपना के माने त्रिनाधम. ऑलवेज कंसिडरिंग हम्बल मीक. दिस इज द मूड ऑफ स्पेशली आई सॉ आई नेवर सॉ एनी अदर गुरुवर्गस बट Srila Gurudev and my Guru Maharaj, I saw personally how humble they were. My Guru Maharaj was, he was, can't explain with words, can't explain. So humble. We disciples, I just took initiation and paying obeisance to Guru Maharaj and Guru Maharaj was going like this. So embarrassing. He's paying obeisance like this to me. And Srila Gurudev, I think it's time, no? Just, I'm ending up here. Just with this example of Gurudev. Once in North India, Srila Gurudev was speaking one pastime. I'm just ending in 1 minute. He was speaking Harikatha. His favorite Harikatha was different devotees, Prahlad Maharaj, then Pandavas, then this. And everyone there, the new audience, they were so much impressed with this Harikatha. They said, we never heard this gradations of devotees in our life. And Gurudev was got so much honored in that assembly. And after we came back, and every evening we used to massage Gurudev before he take his prasadam. It is his everyday routine. So when we were massaging Srila Gurudev, he was lying down. And five of us, we were massaging him. So one devotee came and told Gurudev, it is you who are contributing to this world about this different gradations of devotees. All credit goes to you. I was personally there, I was massaging his feet. And immediately Gurudev stood up. Generally he don't. Because when he's taking massage, he's just relaxing, lying down. But he became very angry, immediately stood up. And said, never say this again. It is not my contribution. It is contribution of Sanatana Goswami. It is contribution of my Gurudev. And the whole Guru Parampara. Whenever I am preaching, I always keep in mind, the Goswamis are preaching, my Guru Parampara is preaching, I am not preaching. The moment if I think, I am preaching this, my whole preaching will go in vain. Gurudev spoke this, and then he lied down, and we started massage. He said, never speak this again. I am not saying this. I learned this from my Sanatana Goswami. So whatever katha we speak, how we learn this? Who's teaching us? Rupa Goswami is teaching us. We are speaking from Bhakti Swami Sindhu. We are speaking from Ujjwal Neenmani. We are speaking from Vidagdha Madhav, Ladit Madhav. We are speaking from the Keli Komadi, by Sandarbhas, Bhajan Resse. We are taking everything from them. Any, I get credit for this? What is this? Then this is cheating. Then the credit goes to all these authorities. All credits to them. They have made us to glorify them in this way. If I keep this mood, then I'll be successful in my devotion. So I'm praying all the Vaishnavas here, never this mood of any kind, different kind of mood should come in my mind. Always I become submissive to my authorities, my Guru Vargas, the Goswamis. All credit to them. Hare Krishna. Shila Gurudev ki vancha kal trubhacha ke paas hindu vyavacha patita naam pavane bhyo vacha.